Welcome to Ponder Currents, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest in computer architecture and processor design. I'm Ty Garibay, president of Condor Computing. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing, high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we're exploring some fascinating research from Archive, including a breakthrough in transformer acceleration that tackles the bandwidth wall head-on, plus a RISC-V SoC designed specifically for neuromorphic computing. We'll also cover some exciting industry news about performance optimization and the latest advances in RISC-V cores. Let's jump right in. Our first paper today comes from Kunyu Liu, Marina Zapater, and David Atienza, titled Mitigating the Bandwidth Wall via Data Streaming System Accelerator Co-Design. Now, if you've been following AI hardware trends, you know that transformers have absolutely revolutionized natural language processing and computer vision. But here's the thing, these models are computational monsters with massive memory demands that create some serious headaches for hardware designers. The authors point out something really critical that often gets overlooked in the performance discussions. Everyone talks about multiply accumulate operations and raw compute power, but in reality, end-to-end throughput is frequently bottlenecked by data movement and interconnect bandwidth rather than the actual number crunching capability. Think of it like having a Ferrari engine in a car, but you're stuck in traffic. All that horsepower doesn't help if you can't actually move. The key insight here is that traditional approaches focus on optimizing the accelerator in isolation, but that's like tuning an engine without considering the transmission and drivetrain. What Liu and colleagues propose is a unified system accelerator co-design approach that jointly optimizes both the matrix accelerator hardware and how it integrates with the broader system through what they call paged streaming. This is particularly relevant for us in the processor design world because it highlights how memory hierarchy and data movement patterns can make or break performance, regardless of how many cores or how much compute you throw at the problem. From a RISC-V perspective, this kind of co-design philosophy aligns perfectly with the modular, extensible nature of the RISC. 5ISA, where you can add custom accelerators and optimize the entire data path holistically. The page streaming approach they describe essentially creates a more intelligent data feeding mechanism that anticipates what the accelerator needs and stages it appropriately, reducing those costly memory stalls that kill performance in real-world deployments. This research really underscores why we need to think beyond just the processor core itself and consider the entire system as an integrated unit, which is exactly the kind of holistic approach we take at Condor Computing when designing our RISC-V solutions. Our second archive paper is SnapV, a RISC-V SoC with configurable neuromorphic acceleration for small-scale spiking neural networks by Kanishka Gunawardana, Sankapiris, Kavishka Rambukwela, and colleagues. This one caught my attention because it tackles a really interesting niche in the neuromorphic computing space. Spiking neural networks, or SNNs, have been gaining serious traction in edge computing applications because they can deliver incredible power efficiency and computational performance for certain workloads. The challenge the authors identify is spot on. Most existing implementations fall into two problematic camps. Either you're using conventional system on chip architectures that suffer from the classic memory processor bottleneck we know all too well, or you're dealing with large-scale neuromorphic hardware that's frankly overkill and wasteful for smaller SNN applications. It's like using a massive data center server to run a simple embedded application. Technically it works, but it's incredibly inefficient. What makes SnapV compelling is that it's built on a RISC-V foundation, which immediately gives it the flexibility and openness that make custom acceleration feasible. The team developed two accelerator variants called Cerebrus, which uses a bus-based approach for tighter integration with the RISC-V core. Think of traditional neural networks as continuous streams of data like water flowing through pipes. Spiking neural networks are more like electrical pulses, discrete events that happen at specific times, much more similar to how biological neurons actually work. This event-driven nature means you can potentially achieve much lower power consumption because you're not constantly processing data, only when spikes occur. The RISC-V integration here is particularly elegant because RISC-V's extensible instruction set architecture makes it natural to add domain-specific acceleration without breaking compatibility or requiring entirely new toolchains from a processor architecture standpoint. This represents exactly the kind of specialized computing we're seeing more demand for in edge. AI applications, the configurability aspect is crucial too. Rather than having a fixed function accelerator, SnapV can adapt to different SNN topologies and requirements, which is essential for research in diverse deployment scenarios. This flexibility combined with the open nature of RISC-V creates a platform that can evolve with the rapidly advancing field of neuromorphic computing while maintaining the software ecosystem advantages that RISC-V provides. Let's move on to our industry news. First up, we have a paper from Nature on performance-aware shared memory hierarchy model for multi-core processors. While I don't have the full details here, this touches on one of the most critical challenges in modern processor design, how to manage shared memory hierarchies effectively across multiple cores. This is particularly relevant as we see RISC-V designs scaling up to higher core counts and more complex cache hierarchies. The shared memory bottleneck has been a persistent challenge in multi-core design, and any advances in performance-aware modeling can significantly impact how we architect cache coherency protocols and memory subsystems. In our work at Condor Computing with Andes Technologies RISC-V cores, we're constantly dealing with these trade-offs between performance, power, and complexity in cache hierarchies. The beauty of RISC-V in this context is that it allows for more experimentation and customization in cache protocols compared to proprietary architectures where you're locked into specific implementations. Performance modeling for shared memory systems is notoriously complex because you're dealing with dynamic workload behaviors, cache conflicts, and coherency traffic that can vary dramatically based on application patterns. Having better models means we can make more informed design decisions early in the development process, potentially avoiding costly silicon respines later. This kind of research is exactly what the industry needs to push multi-core RISC-V designs into higher performance domains while maintaining the power efficiency and cost advantages that make RISC-V attractive in the first place. Next, we have news from Hackster.io about Microchip upgrading its MyVRV32 RISC-V soft core processor with promises of a major speed boost. This is significant because Microchip has been one of the more established players pushing RISC-V into the FPGA and embedded space with their MyV ecosystem. Soft core processors are particularly interesting because they offer the ultimate in customization. You can literally modify the processor architecture at the RTL level to optimize for specific applications or add custom instructions. The fact that Microchip is investing in performance improvements for their RV32 implementation shows the growing maturity and market demand for RISC-V solutions. Speed improvements in soft core implementations often come from better pipeline optimization, cache improvements, or more efficient implementation of the RISC-V instruction set in FPGA fabric. This is important for the broader RISC-V ecosystem because FPGA implementations serve as proving grounds for new ideas and custom extensions that later make their way into silicon implementations. From a competitive standpoint, Microchip's continued investment in RISC-V performance demonstrates the growing confidence that RISC-V can deliver not just cost advantages, but genuine performance competitiveness with established architectures. For system designers, having faster soft core options means RISC-V becomes viable for a broader range of applications, particularly those that need the flexibility of FPGA implementation, but still require respectable performance levels. Check the show notes for the full details on the specific improvements Microchip has implemented. Finally, we have a story from Quantum Zeitgeist about RISC-V cores and neuromorphic arrays enable scalable digital processors for edge AI applications. This ties nicely back to our earlier discussion of SnapV and neuromorphic computing. The convergence of RISC-V with neuromorphic acceleration is creating some really exciting possibilities for edge AI deployment. What's particularly compelling about this trend is how RISC-V's modular ISA makes it natural to integrate neuromorphic arrays as coprocessors or tightly coupled accelerators. Traditional proprietary processor architectures make this kind of integration much more challenging because you don't have the same level of access to customize the instruction set or system interfaces. The scalability aspect mentioned in the title is crucial for edge AI applications where you might need everything from tiny sensor nodes up to more capable edge servers, all potentially using variations of the same basic RISC-V plus neuromorphic architecture. This kind of scalable approach reduces software development costs and complexity while still allowing hardware optimization for specific deployment scenarios. Neuromorphic arrays paired with RISC-V cores also address one of the key challenges in edge AI, how to handle both traditional control processing and specialized AI inference efficiently in the same system. The RISC-V core can handle system management, communication protocols, and traditional computing tasks, while the neuromorphic array handles the AI inference workloads with much better power efficiency than traditional approaches. This hybrid approach is exactly the kind of innovative system architecture that RISC-V's flexibility enables, and it's exciting to see the industry moving in this direction. That wraps up today's episode of Condor Currents. We covered some groundbreaking research in transformer acceleration and neuromorphic computing, plus the latest industry developments in RISC-V performance and edge AI integration. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing Minus, part of Andes Technologies RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to stay up to date with the latest in computer architecture and processor design. Tomorrow, we'll be diving into more cutting edge architecture research, so make sure you tune in. Until next time, keep those pipelines flowing and those caches hot.